Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
And today we have a really fun topic, which I think is something that you will really like.
Okay, so what is the topic?
It's all about video games.
Oh, yay.
I know that you really love video games, so what is your favorite kind of game?
Okay, so I know that first-person shooting kind of game is really popular recently, but I get dizzy playing those games.
Oh.
So for me, the perfect ones will be like role-playing games. They will be perfect because I like really good story, really good image, and graphic settings.
Okay. I get kind of dizzy playing the shooting games as well. Like, I never know what's going on, so I always die in like 10 seconds. I'm the worst player that you can have on your team.
Yeah.
So, if you could become a professional gamer, would you?
Yeah, if I could play games very, very well, I probably would like to. But in fact, I'm not that good at so.
All right, well, it's okay. I think we can practice more. And if you get to the level where, you know, you're good enough that you can make it for a living, then maybe you can consider changing a career.
Okay.
All right, so today our article is learning all about becoming a professional gamer. So let's take a look. Reading.
Going pro as a gamer? For many people these days, video games are almost a way of life. Gamers of all ages spend countless hours playing their favorite ones. All the while, they are imagining what it would be like to play video games for a living. With the rise of esports or electronic sports, becoming a pro is now a possibility. When video games first started back in the 1980s, becoming a professional gamer was nothing more than a dream for most. There were a few tournaments for arcade games, but they were quite small. Thanks to modern technology, shooter games such as Quake and Unreal have started to make real money. Professional teams soon formed. Now, tournaments for big titles such as Counter-Strike, StarCraft II, and Dota 2 fill whole arenas. This indicates that esports have become big business. It is one of the fastest-growing sports, and just last year, the profit was nearly $500 million. This means for those who are capable enough, they have the chance to become professional gamers.
Okay, so our article first starts with it saying, for many people these days, video games are almost a way of life. So that just basically means that for people like that, playing video games is necessary. It's just as necessary as eating and sleeping for them.
That's important.
Very important.
Okay, 好，大家呢喜不喜欢打电动啊？今天呢，我们课文就要来讲啊，打电动真的能当职业吗？那我们课文呢一开头就说了，电玩呢对很多人来说，所以呢 ，for 谁，我们就可以表达呢对谁来说 ，for many people， 对很多人来说。后面我们说对很多人来说，电动是怎么样呢 ？A way of life。Tiffany 刚刚就解释了 a way of life 就好像呢吃饭睡觉一样非常重要像你生活的一部分。
Do you know anyone who is like that?
Yes, a lot of them. I used to be one of them, but now I have to work. So.
Okay, you got pulled back to the to reality.
Real life, yeah.
All right, so let's continue reading. It says, gamers of all ages spend countless hours playing their favorite ones.
Wow. Okay, 所以呢我们看到了 game 这个字呢我们刚刚讲 video game, game 这个字呢就是指电动游戏了。那 gamer 呢？我们后面加上一个 r，gamer 就是表示打电动的这些人了。我们中文就会说玩家。那什么样的玩家呢？他说 of all ages， 所有年龄的玩家，他们花无数的时间打电动了。We see the word countless。
That's right, and countless here is our vocabulary word. It's an adjective and it means a lot or very many of something. So we see here at the end of the word count, we see a suffix. We see the word less. Less just means without. So literally, we can take a look at the word countless as without any kind of count. So you're not counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's literally no limit to that. So If you can spend countless hours playing video games, it means that the hours are so long that you're unable to count it. For example, we can say, Mom has told me countless times to clean up my room.
Yeah, okay. That's true story.
Mm-hmm, true story.
Okay. Count 这个字呢是一个动词哦，它可以翻译为计算，计算什么东西，数字一二三的意思。例如我们可以说 count to three, 数到三。那在这边呢，我们 count 后面加上字尾 less, L-E-S-S, 这个字尾呢它就表示了没有哦。Okay, 没有数不出来了。所以我们中文就翻译为无数的数不清的非常非常多的你也呢可以说非常简单比方说像我们说 many 或者是 a lot of 它呢都可以表示很多但是 countless 更夸张了就是数不尽像天上的星星海边的沙子这样的感觉例如呢刚刚 Tiffany 举了这个例子他就说呢妈妈已经告诉我无数次叫我呢要怎么样打扫房间
Right, that's a true story for all of us Alright, so let's continue reading. The article says All the while, they are imagining what it would be like to play video games for a living
OK, 所以呢这句就是说了一直以来呢他们都在想诶有没有机会呢我们可以用打电动来当工作呢 ?OK, 我们这边看到这个句子他说做什么事情 for a living, 为了生活做什么事情也就是说呢用什么事情来赚钱用什么事情当成工作的意思。
That's right. So we also see the phrase all the while. Now, all the while is our shortcut for you. So let's take a short break and listen to what it means and learn more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Pat, let me tell you all about my vacation.
Where did you go again?
I went to London. Anyway, we saw Big Ben and Buckingham Palace. We didn't see the Queen though, and we ate fish and chips, and it rained all the time. And it was cold, even though it was summer. Pat, are you listening to me?
To be honest, no. All the while, I was thinking of home.
What do you mean, all the while?
We use the phrase all the while to mean throughout a particular period of time.
Ah, I see. All the while means 整段时间一直
Correct. At least I think it was. All the while you were talking, I was thinking of home again.
Are you homesick?
Maybe a little, but then when I think of the cold, rainy summers, I get sick of home.
Haha.
Alright guys, welcome back. We just learned that all the whiles, our shortcut for you just means all the time that something is happening. So basically it means that as gamers spend time playing games, they also think about what it's like to maybe turn it into a job.
Okay, all the while 呢我们中文就翻译为一直以来哦。所以课文就说呢一直以来这些玩家都在想诶有没有机会呢我们可以把打电动当成工作吗
Alright, not sure yet, but let's take a look. It says, with the rise of e-sports or electronic sports, becoming a pro is now a possibility. So imagine being able to get paid to do what you love. For anyone who spends that much time playing video games, I think it's a dream come true.
True, okay. 所以呢我们这边呢先看到这个句子我们说 pro, 这个 pro 呢 P-R-O 它异同呢 professional, okay, 它呢就表示专业的。那在我们这个句子里面呢我们 pro 这边是把这个字当成名词了它表示呢职业选手的意思了。Okay, so we see the word e-sports, this e means electronic.
That's right. Electronic here is an adjective and it means anything that is related to you, using electricity. So things like a computer, a TV, your cell phone, anything where you need to plug something in and use electricity. Now, when we talk about electronic sports, I know there's a whole range of electronic sports, but we can talk about video games where you play things like basketball, soccer, games like FIFA, am I correct?
Yeah, like FIFA. But to be more precise, actually, esports can refer to something like, actually, anything you can compete with each other.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we have a professional here explaining it for us. So, yeah. So electronic sports means, for example, really playing sports or like Sam explained, any kind of, game where you can compete. So, for example, we can use electronic in a sentence like this. I went to the electronics store to buy a new computer.
OK， 所以呢，我们现在看到很多东西都化了，比方说呢，我们说 email， 或者是呢，我们 e-sports 这个 e， 它呢就是课文的单字 electronic， 中文呢就翻译为电子的、电子化的。例如呢，我们 mail 是邮件，那 email 呢就是电子邮件。那课文呢 ，sports 是你比方说像打球这些有比赛的活动，所以 e-sports 指的呢我们中文就是说电竞，比方说像你玩这个很红的英雄联盟啊 ，Overwatch， 或者是呢像 CS、Counter Strike 这些游戏呢，就可以呢算是。我们电竞呢那例句呢就说呢我们要去这个 electronic store 买电脑那刚刚呢 Tiffany 有特别解释到 electronics 可以指的是这些比方说像我们手机电脑这些三 C 用品跟电子有关的所以我们在这边说的 electronic store 是指像光华商场或者是灿坤啊全国电子这种卖电子产品的商店 OK we also see the word possibility
Right, because now these esports are becoming so popular that becoming a pro is now a possibility. Now, possibility here is a noun and it means the chance that something might happen, that something might exist, or something that might become true. So, for example, we can say the sky is gray. There is a possibility it will rain. So, there are chances that it'll rain. Or we can also say, I just went to a job interview and there is a possibilityI'll get the job.
OK, possible 这个字呢我们先看一下 possible 这个形容词它是表示可能的例如呢我们说 it is possible 有可能的或者是比方说像 mission impossible 不可能的后面加上 I am impossible 那课文这个单字呢 possibility 它则是呢 possible 的名词咯它呢可以翻译为可能或是可能性例如我们刚刚的例句天空很灰有机会会下雨 there is a possibility it will rain 那你也可以换成 chance 或者是呢我们用刚刚的形容词 it is possible it will rain OK 那我们刚刚另外一个例句呢我说我刚刚参加了工作面试诶很有机会呢我可以拿到这个工作
Alright, so let's continue reading. It says, when video games first started back in the 1980s, becoming a professional gamer was nothing more than a dream for most. So we see here in nothing more than, this phrase means that if you say that someone or something is nothing more than a particular thing, it means you're giving emphasis that they're the only thing and there's nothing more interesting or nothing more important than that. So that means that in the 1980s, when video games first started to become more popular, becoming a professional gamer was only just a dream, and it wasn't that easy to achieve.
OK, 所以我们看到这个片语 nothing more than, 我们中文呢是翻译为只是仅仅哦，你也可以呢很简单的代换成 only 或是 just, 就表示说呢，诶，它只是一个什么东西，不会再更多了，大概是这样子的意思。
Next, the article then says, there were a few tournaments,for arcade games, but they were quite small. Now, a tournament is kind of like a competition where you kind of compete and to see who's the best or see who can get first place or second place and third place. And before, there were small competitions for, in the 1980s, actually, arcade games are very popular. Now, arcade games, I'm pretty sure all of us have played this before. It's where you use a coin, you put it inside a machine, and you can play different games like Pac-Man and Street Fighter. And they're usually inside, you know, restaurants, bars, or amusement parks. In Taiwan, we have Tom's World, right?
Yes, yes, exactly.
So we have arcade games. So I said, I'm sure many of you have played arcade games before.
OK, 所以呢我们先回到前一个单字了 Tournament. Tournament 呢我们中文就翻译为联赛了就是呢可能有晋级的这种一场一场的比赛。比方说我们可以举个例子 Our team won the championship in the basketball tournament. OK, 我们的队伍呢在这个篮球的联赛当中呢获胜了。那后面呢我们解释到了这个 arcade games. Arcade games 呢指的就是机台游戏我们中文说街机或者是呢有一些网络上乡民可能说大机这样 OK。那呢所以我们说以前呢很红的这些1980年代那个时候呢他呢要成为一个职业选手是很困难的事情哦因为那个时候电子游戏才刚开始受到欢迎那那个时候他们只有一些比赛很小的比赛是什么样的比赛呢是用这些大型机台街机游戏来进行的比赛。
Okay, so let's continue reading. It says, thanks to modern technology, shooter games such as Quake and Unreal have started to make real money. Okay, so thanks to is just a phrase that means, okay, thank you, something is responsible for the good things that happen. So modern technology has helped gamers become professionals.
OK, 所以呢我们这边看到这个一开始我们说 thanks to 呢它就可以翻译为多亏、由于，也就是呢你也可以讲说 because, 因为这个什么东西了。那呢因为这个现代的技术比较发达，所以呢这些游戏开始变得做得越来越好，越来越受欢迎了。所以呢他们开始怎么样 make money 呢就是做钱出来了，就表示呢是赚钱的，有收益的。那我们这边看到他讲说这个 shooter games 呢指的就是射击游戏了。比方说像我们开头讲到现在很流行的 FPS 类型游戏是什么，是 first person shooting, 也就是第一人称射击游戏，像现在很红的像是我们讲的 Counter-Strike CS 啊，或者 Overwatch 都是属于这个类型的游戏。
The ones that make you dizzy, I know now.
Yes.
Alright, so next it says professional teams soon formed.
OK, 所以呢因为呢这些游戏越来越受欢迎了，所以呢这些职业队伍呢开始就组成起来了。那我们刚刚有看到 pro 是就是从这个 professional 这个字来的，它是形容词，形容专业的。那呢队伍要怎么形成，队伍要怎么组成呢，我们就可以用这个动词 form。
That's right. Okay, now tournaments for big titles such as Counter-Strike,、StarCraft 2,、and Dota 2 fill whole arenas. Now, think about how many people that is, because arena is basically a really, really large building for sports and other kinds of entertainment. And there are seats all around in a circle, so...it kind of goes from the bottom all the way to the top. So an arena can fill thousands and thousands of people. So can you imagine how many people go to watch these tournaments?
OK, 所以呢我们看到 arena 既然用到这个词，就知道电竞现在真的很火红了。因为 arena 就可以指向，你可以想象一下罗马竞技场那种有阶梯座位，整个环绕像足球场这么大，那这么多人坐在里面看这些像是 Counter-Strike, 就是我们说 CS, 或者是 StarCraft 2, 星海争霸2或是 Dota2, 我这个游戏在台湾比较不红，这些游戏呢现在作为 eSports 作为竞技呢在全球非常受到欢迎。
Next, the article says this indicates that eSports have become big business.
所以呢 big business 很大的生意，它就表示是赚钱的生意，利润高的行业，注意到它是一个不可数的名词咯。 OK, also we see the verb indicate.
Right, and indicate means to show something. So for example, we can say the red sign indicates you can't walk into this area because it'sdangerous.
OK, indicate 这个字呢它就表示指出或是显示了，在报告里面尤其是你讲图表的时候很常呢用来使用。那这个字你也可以代换成比方说 show, 或者是呢 suggest, 显示出来指示出来什么意思。例如我们刚刚例句呢它就说呢这个红灯呢表示危险哦，表示呢你不能走到这个区域里面。
Next, the article says, it is one of the fastest growing sports, and just last year, the profit was nearly 500 million US dollars. Wow.
OK, 他说呢这个是现在成长最快速的一个竞技一个运动了。去年呢他说他收益有多少，有$5 billion。 OK.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
So they made a profit of almost 500 million US dollars. Now, profit is our vocabulary word and it means the money you make in a business. So for example, we can say,All of the profits made today will go to charity.
OK, profit 这个字呢就表示收益哦。那在课文里面呢我们是作为名词来使用。作为名词呢我们可以搭配什么样的动词呢，当你说你有收益的时候你可以说 make profit, 或者是呢 gain profit。OK, 你可以用 make 或 gain 这两个动词。那其实这个意思就跟我们刚刚讲到的 make money 一样，就是表示呢你已经开始有在赚钱了。那这个字呢也可以当作动词来使用，我们后面加上 from, 也就是呢从这个后面 from 后面这件事情呢我们获得了什么，比方说赚钱或是你获得了什么很好的经验也可以。 OK, we profit a lot from this experience, 我们从这个经验里面呢学习到了很多，获益到了很多。那相反词呢，如果你失去了，如果你有损失了，我们呢就讲 loss, L-O-S-S.
You don't want to lose any profits.
No.
Alright, so next, the article says, this means for those who are capable enough, they have the chance to become professional gamers. Alright, so let's take a look at our vocabulary word capable. Capable means that somebody's able to do things very effectively or very skillfully. So we can say, my mom is capable of making an Italian feast. So she's able to make a big, big, big dinner or something like that.
OK,capable, 这个 capable 这个词的形容词就是形容有能力的。那我们后面的 of, capable of, 后面再加上这件事情就表示说你有能力做这件事情。比方说呢我们刚刚 Tiffany 说呢他的妈妈呢有能力做出一桌的这个意大利菜了。那你一样呢你也可以讲说 be able to, OK。 be capable of 跟 be able to 都是呢表示有能力的，但注意到 be able to 的这个 to 呢不定词后面我们是接上这个原形动词了。OK, 我们呢在课文看到了，他说 This means for those who are capable enough. Those who 呢，这个是我们今天的文法，他就表示呢 the people, OK, 就是指呢那一些有能力的人， those who 我们就可以翻译为那一些人。
Alright, so I think that's actually quite interesting to know that playing video games can actually become a career for somebody. But let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You chat.Okay, so our For You Chat question for today is, do you think esports will grow large enough to compete with other sports on TV? Why or why not?
Even though I enjoy watching like some tournaments, but still, I don't think it's like football
or basketball.
Yeah, it's
a little bit
different.
Yeah. I think it's quite different because not many people, I think, play video games as much as...people who play physical sports.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So I think it could be quite difficult to do that as well. But I do know that it's very, very, very popular. I mean, people earn so much money becoming professional gamers. And I see now there's a lot more tournaments and competitions. So there's a possibility, but it's going to be very hard. All right, so you guys can think about it. Do you think that esports will grow large enough to become like other sports? You can talk about it with your friends, with your teachers,And that's all the time that we have for today. Don't forget to stick into day two to learn more about becoming a professional gamer. See you guys soon.
Bye. Bye.
Going pro as a gamer? For many people these days, video games are almost a way of life. Gamers of all ages spend countless hours playing their favorite ones. All the while,They are imagining what it would be like to play video games for a living. With the rise of esports or electronic sports, becoming a pro is now a possibility. When video games first started back in the 1980s, becoming a professional gamer was nothing more than a dream for most. There were a few tournaments for arcade games, but they were quite small.Thanks to modern technology, shooter games such as Quake and Unreal have started to make real money. Professional teams soon formed. Now, tournaments for big titles such as Counter-Strike, StarCraft II, and Dota 2 fill whole arenas. This indicates that esports have become big business. It is one of the fastest-growing sports,And just last year, the profit was nearly $500 million. This means for those who are capable enough, they have the chance to become professional gamers.
Vocabulary Review. Countless.My parents already had this same argument countless times before. Electronic. Electronic music is made by a machine, not traditional instruments. Possibility. What do you think is the possibility that we will have a typhoon day tomorrow?Indicate. This survey indicates that a high number of teenagers relax by playing video games. Profit. Most businesses don't make a profit in the first year they're open. Capable. Justin isn't capable of reading this novel.He's only just learned the alphabet.